Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here today from Pikes Peak Community College. President Dr. Lance Bolton is here. Hello, Doctor.
Hey, good morning, Renee.
Thanks so much for coming in. And a name we're all very familiar with, Warren Epstein, Executive Director of Marketing and Communications. Hello, Warren.
Thanks for having us.
Yes,
I appreciate it,
thanks
Renee.
For coming in. And it's great to see both of you. It's been a while since you guys have been in.
I know. We're trying to remember why we were here last time, but it must have been something important.
It's always high energy and fun.
It is. Well, I think we were talking about the programs, which we are going to talk on.
And I think we had something with the Better Business Bureau then.
Yeah, it was a thing you guys were doing together.
And we got something else going with the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, we
will mention that toward the end, and we'll talk about the future.
Yes, because there's so much going on at Pikes Peak Community College. And if you don't know, Pikes Peak Community College is celebrating their 50th anniversary. That is amazing, isn't it?
If you could see me on the radio, I'm doing the leg kick.
Yes.
Wow.
Jazz hands.
That was really impressive. Don't hurt yourself.
You're very flexible, Dr. Bolton. Far more flexible than me.
Right on.
So let's give a little bit of history about Pikes Peak Community College. Because for those of us that are natives or lived here for a long time, I mean, I just grew up, there was Pikes Peak Community College. It's just always been here. But a lot of folks may not know the history of the college and what it has mean to the growth, what it means to the growth of the Colorado Springs community.
Well, we started out as El Paso County Community College 50 years ago. We were located off of Highway 24 on the west side of town, and unfortunately in an old grocery store, and we picked up the moniker Safeway U.
Safeway U. that was our nickname when we started.
I had no idea.
We have a picture. You know, we're going to put a whole bunch of stuff on our website showing this, but you could go to ppcc.edu/50 and you could see some of these old pictures, including
the old Safeway.
You know, this was a time when Colorado Springs was going through a tremendous growth period in the late 60s. From being just a tourist town, now we really had some engine going in our economy with Fort Carson growing.
Yes.
And so we had a big military presence. And what a lot of the communities were finding was there just wasn't enough of the back end. There wasn't enough training for both what was going on in the military, but also when they got out of the military, of what they were going to do getting into the civilian life.
Right.
And so instantly, as soon as we opened our doors, which were actually both in that Safeway and about a dozen other buildings scattered around the west side.
Yeah.
It's funny, when I don't know if you knew about this one, Lance, but we were in looking at some of the history stuff. We were pretty solidly in the west side for a while.
Right, right.
And when we were deciding, well, we need a permanent home, and it's probably going to be south, and it's probably going to be near Fort Carson, and we're working out a lot of those details. And somebody painted a giant graffiti overnight on our auto tech building saying, "Westsiders built the college, don't leave."
Wow.
I did not know about that.
That's incredible. So they were afraid.
Which I think is kind of
sweet.
That's amazing. You know, but clearly, I think we're added to the West Side economy.
Well, absolutely.
To some degree. You had a lot of students walking around buying food and stuff. And but the administrator at the time was really offended that someone would so deface our building and said, "I want that painted by 10 o'clock." It was completely gone, so I never got a pic. I didn't get a picture of that. That would have been great.
I didn't know that. That means what Pikes Peak Community College means to the community,
right?
Really.
Here's a little color about El Paso County Community College. One of our faculty members there, who taught criminal justice, is our current mayor, John Southers.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. There were a lot of luminaries involved with us from the beginning. There was Bill Hibble was one of the early, and of course from El Pomar. John Anderson, who would be the sheriff, was one of our early instructors.
Yeah.
And in fact, when we started building the Centennial Campus, which is right, was actually part of Fort Carson. We started leasing it, then it was sold to us.
And when was that starting to be built?
And so that was in the mid-70s.
Okay.
We actually christened.
Finished in the late 70s.
Okay.
And really 76. Driven by the Vietnam War and the returning veterans and the enormous number of people there who needed training, needed reintroduction to careers and opportunities in the civilian world.
Yeah.
And so as they were building this campus, which was this noted architect, Japanese architect from town who had built the Pikes Peak Center and a lot of the other major icons in this town,
right?
And it was this brutalist architecture, which was the hot thing at the time. One of the guys on the crew building that campus was Jim Johnson.
Oh, really?
At 14 yes. years old, Jim Johnson, whose dad started GE Johnson Construction yes. Company, which so happens to be one of our biggest supporters mm-hmm. At the college yeah. and helped us just launch our new construction program. He was a kid. It was his first job.
This was on that campus. Early, really large project for them.
Right.
Yeah, his first paid gig working for his dad was
working on Pike's
Peak College.
And when it was originally built, where it is, it wasn't the size, obviously, it is today, right? I mean, the campus, the Centennial
Correct.
Campus.
We've built on many
times.
Yes,
right?
Indeed. Yeah. And we've had to because we have so much demand for students constantly.
Right.
And our mission has changed. Our very first class... You know what our very first class?
Auto Tech.
Was it Auto Tech?
It was Auto Tech.
That was the very first class.
Yeah,
that's
but then
awesome.
I did my history work.
But it didn't, you know, it didn't take long before we were teaching history and English and,
right.
You know, everything from technical trades to career things. And so we needed these places to expand. And having that permanent campus, I think, really lent a sense of credibility to the college that it really needed. I think it came a long way from Safeway U once we got onto Fort Carson.
I never knew that Safeway U story.
And circling around to that, the land that we're on at the Centennial Campus was donated by the Department of Defense.
That's incredible.
To the state of Colorado for the construction of the community college. And that was really incredible that the Department of Defense gave up 278 acres there to build that campus. And really, with their vision, and I think we've lived that vision very well, was to serve military
right.
students.
Right. And of course, that has expanded so much in how much the college serves the community.
Do you know, not only are one of four of our students on military benefits, so they're either active duty, veteran, or the family, our classrooms serve more military students and veterans than any other college of any kind in Colorado.
That's incredible.
Nobody in Denver, nowhere, anywhere serves more. And that's a really proud thing for me.
Absolutely.
Like, wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really, nobody even close.
So, right.
Yeah.
Well, and like we were talking about before, we have to take a quick break, Bill Hybels, Jim Johnson.
Yeah.
And everybody knows, I mean, a lot of people have gone through, let's talk about Chef Supanza Banker.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Who now is at the Wobbly Olive, and we love her.
Right? I mean, she is like, first of all, the sweetest person on the planet, an unbelievable chef, but she's also such a supporter of the college, the programs, and she's become a great voice, hasn't she?
Oh, absolutely.
For Pike's Peak Community College.
Well, because, you know, she every other day she's winning some major award. And,
yeah.
And she always credits Pike's Peak Community College in the art, like... We're not even paying her.
and Supanza is just
the
so
sweetest.
Talented.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, an amazing
just a
chef.
Phenomenal chef.
Yeah.
And really quite a few celebrity chefs out of Pikes Peak Community
yes.
College these days.
Yeah. Well, and that's just one of the many programs, like you said, started as Auto Tech and then went to Farmore programs. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Also, the Mayor's Proclamation and much more. We're talking with Dr. Lance Bolton, Warren Epstein from Pikes Peak Community College on The Extra. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today we're talking with Dr. Lance Bolton, president of Pikes Peak Community College, and Warren Epstein, the executive director of all things marketing and communications. How is that?
That's perfect.
And before we went to break, we were talking about some of the incredible local people and even people nationally that have used Pikes Peak Community College, gone through programs there. And we were kind of talking about the programs offered. First program was Auto Tech,
yes.
right? But now look at the amount of programs that are offered for Pikes Peak Community College. And I want to acknowledge really quick, Dr. Bolton, that you guys just launched a four-year program, first one.
We sure did. Yeah, we're pretty proud of that. A major milestone.
Yeah.
In our 50th year as a college, we launched our first bachelor's degree in Emergency Services Administration. So sort of a combination of fire science, criminal justice, police academy, and EMT programs. And all over our country, every county, every city now needs emergency service administrators
right.
to help plan and be ready for whatever comes their way. It's really a critical service now. We've got a real shortage of these folks, and this bachelor's degree is going to help address that.
And this really evolved over the last 10 or 20 years
yeah.
as agencies recognize that, you know, we need a joint task force and we need it quickly. Who do we have that can run this?
We've got to have people with the skill set that covers the whole
and
range.
Sometimes it's fine to have the chief of the fire department, but not only, you know, having those skills that tie in multidisciplinary things in times of crisis, particularly, that's a great skill to have. And this is not a very common degree, by the way.
Right.
So
I think the closest one was in Oklahoma
when
we started our program.
That's incredible. Well, and looking at filling the need by starting this four-year program, because the need was there. Is that how most of the programs at Pikes Peak Community College got started? Is there's the need. We need people to fill that need.
You bet. We are demand-driven.
Yeah.
So we're paying attention to what the economy is in our region, what the workforce needs are, where industry is going, and we really strive to meet that workforce need. So we consider ourselves the fuel that drives the economic engine, and that's the trained workers.
And one of the faculty members, a lot of people may have not known this. We've talked about some of the great people that are in our community that have gone to Pikes Peak Community College. But
including you?
Well, I did.
Zoo Tech?
I did, right. I need to actually get back and finish. Sorry, Chris. I'll get back there and finish the degree one of these days. Life happens.
But you've touched lizards.
I did. I actually had to take care of a lizard for quite a few months. It was great. But one of the faculty members was Mayor John Southers.
That's right.
I did not know he was a faculty
member. John Southers
member
was an adjunct faculty member at Pikes Peak. I've asked John and Janet about those days.
In the late 70s, yeah.
John was very busy with his law career, but they had a busy life, kids trying to make ends meet. John said, it was a big deal then. I made $1,000 teaching a class at Pikes Peak Community College.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it was just a criminal justice class?
Criminal justice class.
And Janet says, we needed that
$1,000. We needed that $1,000. Yeah, I understand. And, young families.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to John. One of his memories about that time was the students, the tremendous diversity of the students in so many ways. And he says that as an instructor, the biggest challenge was, he said, I had students, I swear, they would have succeeded at Harvard. No doubt in my mind. They were brilliant.
Yeah.
They caught everything. And then there were other students who clearly didn't see themselves as college material, had struggled through high school, and now they're struggling now. And so as an instructor, you know, and this has been a tremendous challenge for our college as well as many others, is to be able to speak to both of those students.
Right.
And
serving
really giving
multiple
them
needs.
Multiple needs. Yeah. And we are really working. One of the things that there used to be that, how do we get students college ready?
Yeah.
And there's a different way of thinking now about making the college student ready. How are we adaptable in our classrooms that we can handle that tremendous disparity of knowledge and things? And John loved that part of it because it put him in touch with such a different kind of, you know, the folks that are really trying to lift themselves up.
Right. And speaking of Mayor John Southers, mm-hmm. now that he's mayor.
So yesterday, on October 9th, he declared this week to be Pikes Peak Community College Week. So
isn't
this
that
is
incredible?
This community college.
That's week. Right. So everybody, raise a glass,
here,
please.
Here, I got my coffee cup.
There we go.
Cheers.
It's celebrating
what does that
our 50th
mean,
anniversary.
Pikes Peak Community College
Week. So what he did, and I want to say a big thank you for the mayor and for city council for doing this, but it was really an acknowledgement of 50 years of contribution. What have we done with the community and for the community?
Right.
And I think that this is a great time for us to tell our story, because I think that in so many ways, we've been this kind of hidden gem. We've been the untold story. And if we don't tell our story now at 50 years, when the heck are we going to tell it? So that's why we're out here. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to reach people about it. But I, you know, the fact of the matter is, on a daily basis, if you live in Colorado Springs, you are intersecting with so many of our students and former students all the time.
Right.
As you mentioned, you go to a great restaurant, there's a good chance that head chef has learned in our culinary department.
Exactly.
You go get your car fixed. You go to the bank. It's really so all across the board.
And it's really true. I mean, our students in every walk of life in Colorado Springs, so whatever industry you're going to, from healthcare to banking, construction, manufacturing, you're going to find Pikes Peak Community College grads out there making a difference in our community. This past year, we graduated almost 4,000 students.
Wow.
Tens of thousands of students from Pikes Peak Community College are part of our community.
That is incredible.
You know, and what does that impact look like? You know, one of the things that's always been a challenge is, how do you quantify it?
Right.
How do you actually put into dollars and cents? Well, it turns out there are some really good economists that do this, and we, our system worked with a firm to look at what specific impact. The methodology was fascinating in that it kind of looked at, well, if you remove Pikes Peak from the equation of our economy, how much would we lose every year?
I can't imagine the impact.
And it's they calculated it at $380 million a year, based on how much we generate. I mean, this is not like just, you know, you look at our alumni and how much money they're making. No, this is actually jobs and work created by Pikes Peak.
Lost value to our community.
Right.
We were not here. $380 million a year.
That's incredible.
And, you know, we're really proud of that. But we're also proud that when you look at the larger equation of us, Colorado College, the Air Force Academy, and UCCS, this town gets a lot of value out of its higher ed institutions. I mean, I always like college towns because they're places for cool coffee and bookshops.
Yeah.
But it is also
sitting
fed
on the quad, right?
That's right. Yeah. But it's also fed our economy in ways I think people don't even recognize. And that's part of the story that, you know, I'm so glad the city council and the mayor wanted to tell that story, and we're out there beating that drum.
Yeah, and I want to chime in as well and just say thank you to the mayor, thank you to city council for that recognition and for elevating our profile in the community, helping people recognize the impact we've had.
And okay, we got a really quick Warren, hold that thought. We got to take a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to have more with Dr. Bolton, Warren Epstein from Pikes Peak Community College, celebrating their 50th anniversary next on KRDO News Radio. And good morning. Welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. They're celebrating 50 years in Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak Community Colleges. And joining us is President Dr. Lance Bolton and Executive Director of Marketing and Communications, Warren Epstein. And you guys, we've talked about the history, how it got started, the Safeway U, which I never knew, which is incredible, right?
We're so proud. Yeah. You know, pick up a bin of lettuce and then learn about auto tech.
Exactly. The mayor's proclamation, which he just made, that this That's is right. Pikes Peak Community College Week. And I did want to touch on really quick, and since we've kind of talked about the history, though, we all know about the Centennial Campus, right?
Yes, our original campus.
The original campus. But Pikes Peak Community College has had to expand and grow and have satellite locations all over Colorado Springs, haven't they?
We are continuing to expand and grow, and yes, we have. So a couple of entities to note, around the same time, within a couple of years of each other, around 20 years ago, we added the downtown studio campus. It was a purchase from St. Mary's School, so we've already mentioned the mayor a few times. We'll just note that he also went to grammar school in that building.
Yes, he did.
Did he really? I did not know that.
Campus.
Well, and I don't know if you knew this, that our original downtown campus was on North Tejon in 1986, and it wasn't until another couple of years before we moved to the St. Mary's location.
See, right? I think
it's like
the
I think it's the
campus.
People. I think it's the People's Bank now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Spirit of the Springs Award winner Chuck Murphy also went to school in that building.
Yes.
All right.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that downtown campus has really turned into our arts campus.
So has it
arts,
really?
Music, visual arts, performing arts. That's where they live, and they really thrive there in that downtown community.
Well, it would make sense. I mean,
yeah,
downtown, culture and all the places.
And we are expanding there, so we're expanding west across Sierra Madre into a building we purchased 3 years ago. By fall of 2019, we'll have a black box theater, a new dance studio, and a new art gallery that will be operational across the street directly west. So as downtown really picks up vibrancy and expansion and growth, we're a part of that story, and we're really excited.
And
about
one
that.
Of the things I just want to point out is people are driving by, they'll notice this beautiful red woman sculpture out of this wonderful resin that glows in the sunlight. And that was something we purchased. This is sort of the partnership thing, I think, that's been driving Pikes Peak since our foundation. But this was with Downtown Partnership as part of their Art on the Streets project.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we purchased it thanks to wonderful donations.
Yeah.
And now it's part of that Creative Commons, which is also one of a landmark gift that we had that help pay for that.
Right. That's incredible. I didn't know that you were able to purchase that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So while, you know, soon after we built the downtown campus, which made all sorts of sense, and we moved into the St. Mary's building, the growth was moving. We saw it moving, and everybody who's been here for a while since the 80s, as I have, saw everything moving up north.
Yes.
Briargate, yes. And there's so much going on there. Mm-hmm. We already were teaching some out of Rampart High School up there.
That's right.
And so we knew we had a market, and we knew that students wanted to get. And it's part of our mission is, how do we make it as easy as possible that we want to bring what we do to where people are?
Accessibility is part of the mission.
Exactly, part of the mission. And, you know,
we come to you.
Right.
Yeah.
So there came the Rampart campus.
Yeah.
A donation from Ford Motor Credit, the land that campus is built on, and some truly visionary leaders at Pikes Peak who invested in the creation of that campus. It's built about 20 years ago.
1998.
Wow. And today, there's no way we could afford to buy that land. The area has grown up around us enormously.
You know, out is moving across the street. That's going to be
right. How convenient is that, right?
Or inconvenient if you're trying not to gain weight. I'm telling you.
In-N-Out is good.
As the north side grows and expands, you know, we look at that. What a visionary thing our predecessors did to buy that land, to acquire that land,
there,
and to build that campus. And we just had approved by our state board an acquisition of a new building half mile north of the Rampart campus.
Really?
That'll become our center for healthcare programs.
That's right.
And so 70,000 square foot building that will be, I think, again, operational by fall of 2019.
That's incredible. And, you know, we're going to talk about more about that because Warren and I, we look toward the future because Warren and I were talking about the need. Right now alone in our community, there's 1,700 available medical jobs.
Incredible.
And so the need is there. So it's incredible that you guys are stepping up to help get this done.
Well, and one of the things that I wanted to point out is, as affordable as our college is, and I think that we've tried to make it so that access to everybody is there, it's still not enough for a lot of people.
Right.
They can't afford it. And so people out there may be listening, wondering, well, how can we help? Mm-hmm. How can we make a difference for those who can't even afford that tuition? Well, come to a party. We're
going to have a party.
We're going to try to make it easy for you. Come to a party on October 27th. We're having our Golden Gala. This is probably our first major gala that the college has ever had. And it's going to be at the Broadmoor International Center, 5:30 on October 27th. And this is going to be, it's not black tie, but I guess it's wear your best golden something. And it'll be fancy. The food will be amazing. There'll be a tremendous slew of silent auction things.
Many students involved with centerpieces.
You're putting it together,
Yeah, and the instructors. Yeah. Did you see that? They like culinary, did this thing that, like a violin made out of bread.
I want the welding department's
their artwork, yes.
So they had each department come up with their own centerpiece, for the gala.
Like pharmacy tech came
welding
up with
built a branch of a tree with leaves
That
hold desserts, and it's just just beautiful work.
I thought just letting the faculty loose and that horrible things might happen, but it didn't. It was
it worked out well.
Oh, no. Just the opposite.
They really stepped up big time. So I mean, this is going to be our moment to it's our coming out party. 50 years to really tell our story in a meaningful way. For people who want to support that vision that we have.
And that
vision is pretty simple. It is that everybody deserves an opportunity to lift up their lives. And this is a great way to do that with more education and training.
So how can folks, can they purchase tickets to the gala?
They not only can purchase tickets, if you want to be a sponsor, you can even do that.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to ppcc.edu/golden-gala.
Okay.
Once again, ppcc.edu. /golden-gala, and you can find links to buy tickets right there.
Perfect.
And it's really going to be a fun party, too.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it.
Because they just get on
Lance
website.
Dances, to see him dance, it's worth the $185.
Well, what's new dance that everybody's doing that I can't with the arms swinging everywhere? I can't do that. That's funny.
I saw that at the Chili Festival.
Folks can get on our website and search for the gala.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't have to remember to all
link.
That.
That's right.
Just go to our website.
Search for gala.
And again, it's coming up October 27th, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to have to take another quick break. And coming up next on The Extra, we're going to talk about rising up to meet the future, what Pikes Peak Community College has planned for the future. That's next on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, talking to President of Pikes Peak Community College, Dr. Lance Bolton, and Warren Epstein. Hello, hello, Executive Director of Marketing and Communications. And in our last few minutes, you guys, and we've talked about this off the air, we've talked about this before, and look, it's no surprise that higher education, first, affordability is almost at crisis point, isn't it, right?
It really is.
And demand for some of these jobs, getting qualified people, cybersecurity, medical. I'm just scratching the surface, right?
Yeah, you talked about need, and I think as we look at, you know, where we're going to go for the next 50 years, I look back on what has made Pikes Peak so successful.
Right.
And it's really plugging into that workforce, not as some abstract thing, but really being in the trenches with people who are doing so many different disciplines, finding out what their needs are, what the workforce looks like. And here, the bad part is that we have needs that Pikes Peak cannot fill, and neither can any other college in this town.
Yeah, because there's just so much, right?
It is tremendous.
Right.
Nurses, we can't get there. We're pedaling as fast as we can. We got another gear on our on our wheel chain that's going to be going around, and yet there'll still be openings.
There'll still be openings, but we're making progress. So over the next 2 years, we're expanding our current nursing program by 50%.
Wow.
50% more nurses. So that's 150 nurses coming into the program every year. We're starting a bachelor's degree program in nursing. That'll be online starting in fall of 2019.
Wow.
Not happening then.
Yeah, it really makes a difference because so many of the nurses who get the degree, they go and they get jobs.
Right.
But then they have to get that extra 2 years. It's a standard requirement now.
Which is incredible.
Because we have such high-performing hospitals in our community, both hospitals seeking and have achieving magnet status as hospitals, top-level hospitals, they need bachelor's degree trained in nurses. But we're also going the other way. So we look at things like long-term care. Huge growth in that industry of taking care of our elderly and people with special needs.
Because by the time you and I need that,
we need LPN
it's
programs.
Too many.
Yeah.
So those are one-year nursing programs that also put people to work in good jobs, meeting the economy's needs.
And let's talk about, I mean, because cybersecurity also a very huge employer here in our area, right?
You betcha.
Do we have enough to fill those?
Well,
Not even close.
That's a great example of when we first had talks about the need and the growth, and people were talking about the local community being a center for cybersecurity, mm-hmm. we were at the table really early on. And this is an example of nimbleness. This is an example where a community college is not a giant cruise ship. It has to be a speedboat because it has to turn really fast. And this was like 9 months from discussion to classrooms.
We have a new cyber program that started in spring of 2018, so it started January this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have 168 students at Pikes Peak in cybersecurity, and that's phenomenal for a brand new program.
For something that just started and nobody knew, you know.
Now, how long is that program, the cybersecurity program?
It's a 2-year associate degree.
Wow.
And or you
get
a certificate.
We have a lot of certificates along the way. People coming out of that 2-year degree, what we're hearing is they can expect to make $50,000 to $60,000 a year.
Right out of
that's just
right
entry.
Out of
yeah,
right
that's
out of
just
school.
Coming out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Surprisingly, that didn't work in journalism when I.
You know, that communications degree does not quite
just
hit that.
Didn't
yeah.
work right to 50 grand.
By the way, Renee, it costs about $3,500 a year to attend Pikes Peak. If you can find a better investment, you should go get it.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that ROI.
Yeah, exactly. And what are some other needs? Because I know you guys look at the future and you talk with community leaders and like, what are some other areas that we're seeing? And again, it's not just jobs here, it's across the country too, where skilled workers are needed. What are some other things where it's like, we need help?
Construction is a huge area.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to get a construction crew to come and work on your house anytime soon, good luck. It is a really tough industry right now with a huge labor shortage. So between the natural disasters that have hit our area, the enormous growth in the Colorado Springs region. So we started a construction program a year ago.
That's
first
great.
Semester out of the blocks, we had over 120 students. We're having a hard time keeping those students in the program.
Because they're getting recruited.
As soon as they learn a few skills, they get hired and they're out there making $18, $20 an hour.
That's incredible.
One semester of training. But that's been a rapid response to industry needs, where the construction industry came to us and said, we cannot find the people we need.
And we need help.
You know, when you talk about needs, I think it goes beyond just specific industries.
Right.
It's also, there's a major sea change going on in the nature of the workforce, and not just in Colorado Springs, everywhere. And so we're going to see innovations, we're going to see new challenges. And, you know, you've talked about this, Lance, about the entrepreneurship and the what's going on with the single contractor and how much we need that now.
Well, we're seeing a shift in our economy to business and industry hiring exactly the skills for exactly the time that they need.
Okay, you guys, we do need to wrap it up there. I know we could keep talking and keep talking.
Can I give one last plug for the gala?
Yes, please do.
Yes, October 27th, the Golden Gala, Pikes Peak Community College. It raises, every dollar goes to scholarships. And to find out more, just go to Pikes Peak Community College website, ppcc.edu/golden-gala.
Thank you, Dr. Bolson, Warren. Thank you. It's great seeing you guys. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Justin Hermes will be here, a huge fundraiser that he's holding to benefit the foundations of CSPD, CSFD, and El Paso County. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.